spikes.
Oh.
Then, scrambled egg, bacon, sausages, tomatoes,
scrambled toast, egg, bacon, sausages, coffee, tomatoes, marmalade. I like marmalade. Coffee. Marmalade. I like marmalade.
Yes, porridge is nice. Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, porridge is nice.
Oh, God.
Any cereal, I like all cereal.
Yes,
porridge is nice.
Oh, God.
Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, breakfast in Los Angeles. Microbiotic stuff. Microbiotic stuff. Microbiotic stuff. I've got a terrible back. When I work, it hurts me. You know what I mean, John?
Well, he's sort of, when driving on the road, he has a sleep. He's sort of, gets ready for the gig.
When driving on the road, he has a sleep.
I know.
Gets ready for the gig. When driving on the road, he has a sleep. I've got all the electrical stuff. I can't bother with that. So, I don't want my back. I don't want my back.
Making day, Riviera. Blank.
You're listening to Radio Europe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford v. Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and today we're doing a Pink Floyd special here on Radio Europe. I want to say it is a show that I do for my dad, but I think I've done a lot of shows for him. So I'll just say this is not for you, but also it kind of is. It is 7:14 right now, and you just heard Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast. I know some of you are having breakfast right now, and I figured it was a good way to spend, you know, that time that we have together. I'm not going to be speaking too much today, just because I want you to enjoy this music. Of course, many of us know Pink Floyd, and I must say I'm not the... How can I put that? I have not listened to Uma Guma, if that makes... Voila, I have mea culpa, have not done it yet, will do it one day, will probably do it soon, but I want to be honest with you, I consider myself to know them quite a bit, but I haven't listened to their entire discography. So what you just heard is maybe more on the experimental side. By the way, I've always been kind of shocked to hear that people thought that Pink Floyd was brutal or bizarre. I think that there is a tenderness to that kind of songs of just recording people making breakfast and just making music out of it, and wonderful music. I can't wrap my head around the fact that it's supposed to be brutal or bizarre or experimental or anything. I just find it very sweet, to be completely fair. The next row of songs that we're going to listen to are going to be much shorter. The next one's going to be, well, you'll know what it is. It's from Animals, and it's very, very short, and I'll see you right after that.
You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone, and any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
And hey, hello again. Good morning. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to this extract from Animals. I haven't put that much. No, I've just put that one song from Animals in today's show. The next row is going to be a row of four songs, three ones that directly follow one another, and then the last song of the album, and it's going to be The Wall. And I promise I'm not going to play. I promise I'm not going to play We Don't Need No Education. I promise I'm not going to. I know it's not the title of a song. It's just, I know. Anyways, it's early in the morning. Please forgive my jibber-jabber. Without further ado, you'll listen to Vera, Is There Anybody Out There and Nobody Home, before listening to Outside the Wall. And I gotta say that my dad would play Is There Anybody Out There on the couch when I was a kid. And I really love that song. And I thought it was him who... I thought he was the composer of that song. And it took me a while to realize he was actually playing that song. I didn't know he wasn't the one who invented... Is There Anybody Out There. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you later.
Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we would meet again some sunny day? Mm-hmm.
unsafe to travel at night?
Well, it's safe to stay here. Your father's going to pick up our trail for long.
Can Lorca ride?
Anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there?
Up my mortal remains.
fly to.
Fly to.
This is Marion, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to four songs in a row. Four songs in a row from The Wall. Maybe one of Pink Floyd's most famous albums. Probably one also of the albums that really got into people's psyche and people's minds. And I think that this album is not only genius music-wise, but also storytelling-wise. There is really something deeply touching within that album, and it's an album that I have, you know, close to my heart. So we're gonna switch to other songs now. This one will be a "What Do You Want From Me?" It will be "What Do You Want From Me?" But before that, we will get "Wish You Were Here," which is probably an all-time famous. I'm sorry again. This morning is being tough, but I hope you enjoy this wonderful piece of music.
And discipline remains mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it is a...
I'm sure of it.
Thank you.
think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell?
And if you just tuned in, hello again. You're listening to Radio Europe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, VTufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Marion, and I think it's time for our daily, well, weekly, actually, PSA, public service announcement here at Tufts University. So today is numbers to think about, numbers to think about, the United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This was a public service message from WMFO Medford, VTufts Educational Radio. We're going to continue in our Pink Floyd exploration of the morning. As promised, you will listen to What Do You Want From Me from The Division Bell, followed by a much older song that many people actually don't know. Discovered that in Paris when I was going to a concert at Supersonic. Well, anyways, and it's called What's the Deal? So it's going to be What Do You Want From Me, followed by What's the Deal, which I think is a pretty good cue. And I hope you enjoy, as always. I will see you later. I'm always there, not too far away from the microphone.
Thank you.
sent the promised land. Looks alright from where I stand, 'cause I'm the man on the outside looking in. Waiting on the first step, show me where the key is kept. Point me down to let me in from the cold. Turn my leg into gold, 'cause there's a chill wind blowing in my soul, and I think I'm growing old. Flash the red is what's the deal? Got to make it to the next meal. Try to keep up with the turning of the wheel. Mile after mile, stone after stone, just turn to speak, but you're alone.
If I were a swan, I'd be gone. afraid I could hide. If I go insane, please don't put your wires in my brain.
Thank you. is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Hi again, listeners of Radio Europe. If you just tuned in, my name is Marion. This is Radio Europe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, VTuft, Freeform Radio. Everything must come to an end. And I try to think that it was nice while it lasted. This is not my very last show, but almost. This is my one but last. So this is probably one of the last time I'll be able to enter the WMFO studio. We'll be able to play that wonderful music. We'll be able to talk nonsense into that microphone and we'll be able to broadcast it through WMFO. And I'm not going to speak too long because there's a little surprise that I want to play for you. But just know that this morning's with you. Whether you're a listener, you know, you've just listened to me one time, or I don't know, maybe I have like some listeners that have tuned in every morning, every Monday morning. If that's the case, I'm very, very grateful. And I would just want to thank everybody, because it's a luck to be able to just come into a studio freely and just play whatever you want and say whatever you want. And we need some more freeform radio on campuses. WMFO is partly one of my year has been so cool. So Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking for now. I will see you next week for our last Radio Europe together. And in the meantime, I will leave you with a song that I will not have time to play. I will just leave you with the beginning of Adam Hartmother, Sweet, which I think is a wonderful thing, you know, to wrap up a radio show. And thank you again.